Blog Talk Radio. church.
Good to know that God is in control, my brother. It really is. Good morning. I thank God for that song. That song says something to me every time I listen to it. That we call that an anthem song, you know. We're calling it, and we really believe that when we hear the words of that song, we thank God for it, because God truly, truly, death couldn't hold him. He got up with all power in his hand.
Yes.
You and I, those songwriters said hallelujah when you think about what he done and victory that he got through death. So you and I can wake up this morning and say, if he calls us home right now, if he come right now, because that's how it's going to be. We're not going to know. No man don't know the hour or time. Well, he might even call you right now. But I do want to lead you with this one, yeah. You're in a good place right now, because you woke up this morning, I really believe, with your mind on Jesus. And you woke up and said, I just want to go and make a fellowship with the brethren and sisters. I want to get in the word. I want to be ministered to. And I thank some, Brother Randy. You know, and I thank God for it, because the Holy Spirit is real. You know, I know he's real. I know we accomplish a lot in life. But one thing we need to accomplish is that we know where our security is in salvation. We need to know that God is in the midst. We need to know that if he come right now, help me, Holy Spirit. Yeah, we know we got access to the heaven, the key to heaven. And I thank God for the word going to come today, and I thank God for what he got in store in the word, because we believe. And this is what we believe, Reverend, that when we come out like this here, we just bold enough to believe God going to come in and have his way. We thank him for the fellowship of all the ones who come out that want to maybe just want to hear. Maybe just want to be participant in it. They want to just wave their hand and say, how good God. Maybe it might be a prayer. Whatever it is in this service, Lord, don't do it without me. Have you been there? Don't do it without me, Lord.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit. I thank God, Reverend, you know, for what he already had in plan for us in this day. I just want to just lift him up and say, Jesus is here. And we believe he's here. We're just going to be bold enough to believe that I don't think in the other times we came on, he didn't come in and been a witness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I know right about it. I know I'm right about it. So here we go. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. We come humble, Lord, and thanking you, Lord, for all the things that you took us through that night and brought us to this appointed time of day, Lord, because it was surely you, Lord, that brought us here, Lord. And we believe in it, Lord. We believe that we didn't do nothing on yesterday was so great that you allowed us to be in your presence, Lord. So, Lord, we come together, Lord, today. We just pray for one another for strength. We pray for one another for help. We pray, Father God, spiritually, that you speak to us, open our hearts, that we can receive you, Lord. And, Lord, as you speak the word, let the word go forth, Lord, and not just this one way, we even touch our heart first before we go out, Lord. Bless, Lord, in the name of Jesus,
yes.
Lord. We love you, Lord.
Yes.
We believe everything you do over here, you don't make a mistake, Lord. So we just thank you for your Holy Spirit, Lord. We thank you for your love and how you take time out for us. We ask you, Father God, to bless this ministry, Lord, that it always lift you up, Lord, and always give you the glory,
yes.
Lord. And we thank you all this in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Now, I was in church, Brother Randall.
Yeah.
You know, they always, in church, they tell you that some preachers or some ministers or some deacons would bow your head and close your eyes. You know,
yes.
Whatever you do, they just want you to be, when they're doing it, they want you to be focusing on the prayer. Oh, heaven,
yeah.
Holy Spirit. They want you to be focusing on the prayer because they want your mind wandering. And, you know what I'm talking about? You ever just be in church, don't close your eyes while somebody praying. You just be, your mind just be wandering, you know. But when you just get in solidarity, close your eyes, Reverend, and make God minister to you with the prayer. You know, it don't have to be for you all the time, brother. It can be for somebody else. You know, sometimes we don't meditate. This is on our front door. You know what I'm saying, Brother Randy? Brother Randy, we're moving out the way, brother. We just trying to get the spirit to come on in, you know. You ready?
Oh, yeah. You know, I'm always ready, my brother. My God. You know, I just
thank God for the gathering of the saints once again on God's plan this morning. Running a little bit behind today because I was up late watching that old basketball game, but I'm here, man. Thank you to God.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
God, but what I want to do today, Reverend Brian, and I see I got on late, but I see you know the Holy Spirit is already in the midst.
Yes,
and
sir.
I was reading in my morning devotional.
Uh-huh.
No later than 5:30 this morning.
Okay.
About the Holy Spirit, and listen, I want to raise the question, because I do it a lot. Pastors do it a lot. You, Doctor, you do it a lot. Reverend Henry do it a lot. What do it mean when we say, "Help me, Holy Spirit"? when you in a mission to God, and you ask the Holy Spirit to help you with this, right?
Yeah.
I want to read the scripture right quick and listen what it says in Romans 15.
That's it. Romans the book. 15,
we're in the book. In Romans 15 and 13. And listen what it reads like. It says, "May the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. "As you trust in him so that you may overflow with happiness by the power of the Holy Spirit." And I want to ask that question. What are we asking for when we have the Holy Spirit to help us, everybody? What are we asking for when we ask the Holy Spirit to intervene? Oh, my brother.
It could be anything at the time you're doing it, Rep. Brother Rep. But most of the time for me, it's speak bold.
Oh,
speak
yeah.
Bold.
Oh, yeah.
Help me to speak bold, Lord. Help me to
speak bold.
I'm trying to bring something out, Lord, so I need you to help me speak it boldly, you know, because it takes the Holy Ghost to make people hear you and open up their heart.
My God. Then I also read somewhere, I believe it's, I forgot where it's at.
Okay.
You know, he sent a helper. He sent a helper to help in times. I mean, in times like this, and the helper is the Holy Spirit.
Well, John 14:26.
Oh, yeah.
14:26.
I raised the question, Reverend Brian. What was Donnie McClurkin saying when he said the song? The songwriter said, "Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit."
Yeah. Oh, Spirit.
Speak to my heart, Holy Spirit. And I read a little bit, and I'm gonna be short and sweet this morning, Reverend Brian. I read a little bit this morning about what it means when a speaker or a preacher or a man of God asks him for the Holy Spirit to help him. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. I tapped into it a little bit, what it really means, what the man of God really asks him for, Brian, when you say, help me, Holy Ghost. My God. I read a little bit about it. And I came across David's ministry. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I came across David's ministry over here in Rome.
Come on with it then. Come on now.
My God. And it reads just like this. I came across Paul's ministry. It reads just like this. Paul, the minister to the Gentiles in Romans. It reads like this. It says, Paul, the minister to the Gentiles, to the people. The minister to the people, Reverend Brian. And when you get on God's plan every morning, Reverend Brian, I hear y'all listening to you. I hear you full of the Holy Spirit every morning. And you're preaching God's word. And you're asking God to help you. You're asking the Holy Spirit to help you when you're getting deep down in that thing, Reverend Brian. When you're getting deep down in that, you're asking the Holy Spirit to help you with this. Understand this. Help you speak the word of God boldly to his people.
My God.
I came across Paul's ministry over here in Romans 15, no later than this morning, Reverend Brian. My God. I just want to pray a little bit because I feel the Holy Spirit right now. Father God, in the mighty name, Lord, we just thank you, Father God. For your word. We thank you for being in the midst of us right now, God. We thank you for having your way. Lord, I'm praying right now in the mighty name of Jesus. The word of God flow off our tongues like the rivers of living water. Oh, that we, not our will, but let your will be done in us, oh God. Remove anything that's not of your liking right now in the name of Jesus. So your word can go forth to your people. Lord, I'm praying that you touch us in the mighty way. That you bless God's plan, that you continue to give us increased help us grow and prosper and do your will. Not our will, but let your will be done, oh God. We thank you for the gathering. We thank you for every man and woman on the side of my voice right now that came out to hear your word this morning, oh God. So I ask right now in the name of Jesus. Oh God, I ask right now in the name of Jesus that you just be in the midst right now. That you send your help to the Spirit in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we can just do your will. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Thank God. I'm going to step back a little bit. It says, may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace as you trust in him so that you may overflow with hope by the holy power of the Holy Spirit. May God be in the blessings of his word with that scripture. Listen to what it reads like, Reverend Brian, and I'm going to be short and sweet. I went over into Paul's ministry, man. I went on down.
Okay.
Romans 15 and 14. And I asked God to help me understand, because I ask for it all the time too, right? I ask the Holy Spirit to help me when I really don't understand something, and it gives me clarification every time. So no later than this morning, I asked to help me understand what it means when you said, when Reverend Brian said, when I said, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah, my God. Yeah.
Help me, Holy Ghost. And the Spirit of God led me to Romans 15 and 14. It says, listen what it says. It's in the New International Version of the Bible. It says, I myself am convinced, my brothers and sisters, that you yourself are full of goodness, filled with the knowledge and competent to instruct others. Oh, help me, Holy Ghost. He's teaching us now, everybody. To instruct others. It says, yet I have written you quite boldly on some point to remind them again. He said, he's written to you quite boldly to remind you of them again. This is what it reads like. I'm getting down to the gray, to the meat right here, Reverend Brian. It says, because of the grace of God given me to be a minister of Christ Jesus to the Gentiles, to the people. Listen to what it says. He gave me the penalty duty to proclaim the gospel of God.
All right. Yeah.
So that
All right.
the Gentiles may become an offering acceptable to God, sanctified by the Holy Spirit. So when you asking God help me with this, right? You got to help me with this.
Yeah.
Deep down in that thing, Reverend Brian, you say, help me, Holy Ghost.
He
getting the people ready. He asking God to send his helper, so he can speak the right things to get the people ready to be accepted.
There you go.
Oh, Holy Spirit,
my
God. To be acceptable to God and sanctified by the Holy Spirit.
Oh, yes.
My God,
yes, sir.
My God. My God, my God. Listen to what it reads like. I'm going to keep on going.
All right. Keep on going.
It says, therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus in my service to God. He said, therefore, I glory in Christ Jesus to my service to God. I will not venture to speak of anything except what Christ has accomplished through me in the leading the Gentiles to obey God by what I have said and done. The power of signs and wonders, through the power of the Spirit of God.
Uh-oh.
It says, so far from Jerusalem all the way around to Alakim, I have fully proclaimed the gospel of Christ.
Okay.
My God.
Okay.
It has always been my ambition to preach the gospel which Christ was not known, so that I would not be building one on someone else. Brother, as it is written, those who were not told about him will see. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Yeah,
and those
yeah.
who have not heard will understand one day, Reverend Bryce. This is why I have often been coming to you. And I'm gonna stop right there, but I just want to expound on that for a minute of what Paul was telling us and what Paul was doing right here. He basically told us when he asked for help from the Holy Spirit, he asked for help from the Holy Spirit to proclaim the good news of God and to speak it boldly to the people and to give it to them raw and uncut. My God. To give it to him pure.
Yeah.
Oh, with nothing added to it and nothing taken away from it. Just the undercut adultery truth of the gospel. My God.
Brother Randy.
Yeah.
I'm still gonna add that in there. Paul had to be bold. Notice, because Paul had to go to, he didn't go to Rome, he sent a letter there. And notice that in research, when he wrote to Romans, Peter, James, John, no one had went through there. But it had to be some Christian, what they were saying that was in the day of Pentecost. And they went over there preaching Jesus. And Paul sent a letter over there to encourage the people. But he had to be bold that these were the same people Paul went before and tell the Christians had to be killed because they were calling on the name of Jesus, and God reversed it. Now he's doing something. So he told them, Lord, let me speak boldly with the Holy Ghost because I want to express this with the Holy Ghost, you know what I'm talking about? And that's what he did, my brother. He had to remind the people of the great truth of the gospel. You know what I'm talking about? He had to remind them of that. Because, he got a glimpse. Where did he get this glimpse from? Through the light. Because he was in the light 3 days, brother. Oh, help me.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, brother.
Yeah. And in that light, he had to unfold some things. And the only thing that unfolds some things in our heart, Brother Randy, is the Holy Ghost. You tapped into something. You know when you tapped into something? Because you ask God for help. I must go get that scripture you were talking about. Can I read it anyway?
Come on, brother.
I must get that scripture that you were saying it, and it says over here 14:26. John, you keep your hand up. 14:26 It said, but the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, whom the Father will send in my name. Oh, you didn't hear what I said.
Oh, yeah.
He said, whom the Father will send in my name. Can I do it again?
Oh, yeah.
He said, whom the Father will send in my name, he shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. And whatsoever I have said unto you, look what he just gave it to me again. When we teach it, Reverend Henry, when we teach it, brothers and sisters, preaching God's word, you can be in the middle of something and God give you a thought and change your whole panorama sermon. It'll turn the lesson. And here you have said, Lord, help me, Holy Spirit, to explain this. Help me to bring this out so the people can understand. So he just told us he'll bring it back to memories, Brother Ray, the Holy Ghost, the Comforter. You know what I'm talking about? And he'll bring it back to memories. And he said, this, I like that part right here, Ray. He said, bring all things in remembrance of whatsoever I have said unto you. I'm talking about, have you ever been in the book and God speak to you randomly? Because I know you do a lot of reading, Brother Ray. God speak to you. He told you where to go get them scriptures at. He gave you that. But you knew this scripture because you read it. But you didn't. Yeah. You had to recall it though. You know what I'm talking about? Sometimes we had to recall it. But this is how we do it. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Ghost. Help me, Lord. I'm sorry, man. Come on with it.
Come on, brother.
And he expressed that because 16 helped me a whole lot. You know what I'm saying? He said, I'm back to where you at. 15:16 said that I should be ministering of Jesus Christ to the Gentiles. He said, ministering the gospel of God, that it offering up the Gentiles may be acceptable. Then here we go, being sanctified by the Holy Ghost. So we use lame in a little bit. We twist it. Lord, help me present this word to not just only to God's plan, but north, south, east, and west. And Lord, why I do this, can you allow the Holy Ghost to help me? Because see, the Holy Ghost can make you understand it, Reverend. He can make you understand. You know why? Because the Bible said, try the Spirit. By the Spirit, where it be unto God. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. It help me so I can teach it, Brother Randy. Let me get out of the way, man, because I think I got that too far. Thank you for the lesson, brother. Help me, Holy Spirit. Y'all still there? Anybody fall off?
Yeah, praise the Lord.
Did you hear Rick? Brother Randy got in the back line, man. What you got, Rip? What you getting out of, Rip?
Yeah, that's it. Because all time, you know, we have our agendas, and we have our lesson plans. We have been, I heard somebody say that when we leave room for the Lord, God, and then as we start into that, sometimes he'll make the right turn on us. And then he will call those things to remembrance, those that we have maybe not studied right before that lesson, but studied in time past. And he so prophetically fixed that thing that is just for that season, just for that time, just for his perfect design, and how he moved by his Spirit. Praise the Lord. But it all works together. Yes, sir.
Thank you, Holy Spirit. My brother fell off.
But when we call unto him, because he knows what all that you are in acquaintance with at the time that you're speaking. because it's by his Spirit. And he knows those other spirits that are in attendance, and he speaks to them.
right.
Thank you.
And he brings it back to remembrance. And what I love about it, real, he brings
yes,
it back.
Sir.
To remembrance.
Yes, sir.
You can be talking to somebody, my brothers and sisters, and you want to help them.
Mm-hmm.
And God, why are you talking? God will give you a scripture. Why are you talking?
Oh, yeah.
God will give you something to say to the people. Why are you talking?
Mm-hmm.
God will be sitting there lifting it up.
We did it yesterday with that young lady.
Without that, we was helping that Vivian out a couple of days ago. You know what I'm talking about?
Praise the Lord.
We was helping Vivian out, and we took her to the Word. You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
And God gave us something in the Spirit. She had been reading it several times and never got out of it. And God revealed
mm-hmm.
it to her. You know what I'm talking about? That was the Holy Spirit. Because she said she was looking somewhere that she can get somebody to help her with her situation.
Mm-hmm.
And she seen God's plan, and she called it. And didn't know
mm-hmm.
it was going to line up like it did. She came in with some things in her heart, heavy, and God spoke to her. Like the scripture said, he'll bring it back to remembrance. He said, the things I taught you. When the last time you let God teach you?
Mm-hmm.
When the last time you let God teach you?
That's what the word says. He'll bring it back to remembrance.
Yeah. We're dealing with a God that has always been. Hallelujah.
Dealing with God, Rip, you ain't got to remind. You ain't got to remind him. You ain't got to remind him. Dealing with a God that has always been.
Always been.
Amen. always. The name.
Our God, man.
Praise the Lord. Beautiful. Beautiful.
I like that.
Everybody. I think we tapped into something just then, too, because my phone hung up, and then I couldn't get back on, and then, you know, then it waited a minute, let me back in. Ooh-wee. We might have tapped into something just then.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I know we tapped into something. Ain't no doubt about that. Yes, God giving strength to the weary, man. You know, because we need to know, man, and we need to trust it as believers. Man, we have to really, really know. Paul was a writer, man, and he wrote to the Gentiles, man. Don't you know who a Gentile? Do you actually know who the Gentiles are? We're a part of that flag.
Mm-hmm.
Because when it started out by what, Jews? I know what I'm about.
Jews first?
Yeah. That's why he said neither Jew, no, he said Jew first, then the Greek. You know, the
Gentile.
And I started thinking about how we are part of that nation. Because I think it's one, I don't know, I believe it was in Acts, when he was going to go another way. And the angel said, Come through what? Well, you and I can do the Western Hemisphere, that we can be able to hear that word. And he called a lot of us a long time ago because of this word. He teaches us. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We sang that song. We woke up with our mind. What? Stayed on Jesus.
Stayed on Jesus.
He said, one part of that song, he said, the devil don't like it when our mind on Jesus. He don't like it.
Stay on him. But he truly don't, my brother.
Stay on him.
Like,
well,
I woke up this morning with my mind.
That's it. I like that. That's good word, brother, right?
And then it's true, my brother. It's not just a cliche. It's true.
Oh, yeah.
Right, I sent my brother a text this morning.
Yes, sir.
Right on the highway. Over 5 o'clock this morning. Steering.
Yeah. With the mind of God, we serve him. The fire still burns. The fire still burns. Yes, sir.
Now, I'm sure you're somewhere. Show you something, Reverend Henry. I've been trying to get him over there to lead service for me for a minute, and he'd be so tired of working, he just ain't had the time. Can't come in and out. And the Lord moved in him yesterday and couldn't get him out. Bro Tim was going to speak. It's lined up for Bro Tim to speak, but the Lord moved him. Next thing I know, T was gone. He was going, the legs was going, the hand was going, and Christ was happy.
Yeah, God bless you. He blessed us. Yeah, he showed up and showed out.
Nope. He showed up and showed out.
Showed up and showed out. And wasn't nobody mad but the adversary.
He showed up and showed out, my brother. Had a glorious good time.
I got a nugget here. You know what I did you yesterday? I said you might explain this nugget. Dressed up. You hear me? Dressed up. Marvin sent it to, when others see us, let me say, may what they see speak well of our Savior. When others see us. Oh, she messing now. You been messing now, sister. Hey, Mom, you been messing now. He said, "When others see us, may what they see speak well of our Savior." Oh, help me, Holy Spirit.
Well,
look what it's
biblical, isn't it? It's biblical, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
It's biblical.
Yes, sir.
It's biblical.
Yes, sir. We've been there.
Right. Believe in the Scripture.
There you go. let this. What is it? What? Let this. That's just what that just light that dwells in us, right? This light should be in us. We talked about that light yesterday.
He
in us.
He in you.
Yeah. But with this light, because she said Jesus. She said Jesus. Right? So Jesus is that light. If this light in us, put it on a bushel. We should hide it in a bushel. We should bring that sucker out and let it do its purpose. But look what else he put
there.
Oh, no. Not his light. You see, each and every day, we need to clothe ourselves in his in his character. Look what he said. Jesus grown in godliness, love, and obedience, and turning, our back on the sin that once enslaved us. If we get the goodness, if we get the love in obedience, and we turn our back from sin was easily enslave us. See when you look at somebody say I'm a backslider, Reverend and Brother D, that always thinking. But when you said being enslaved in something, that sounds pretty tough down there. You've been enslaved. That's something have you holding you down. You know what I'm talking about? When you've been enslaved, somebody is governing you. It's telling you what to do and how to act.
Yeah, you got your locks, stock, and barrel.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, I got your hold.
So you want to be enslaved in something, Brother D. You want to be enslaved with love. You want to be enslaved with goodness. You want to be enslaved with what we call obedience. You know what I'm talking about? Because I love that light, man. Something about that light with me. That's why I stick with that light, because he wants us to let that light shine before man. He wants to shine before man. So what his father. Yeah. That he wants to be given. Not us.
And glorified. They should see it.
Because they'll find something wrong with us, Brother D. They'll find something wrong with us.
Amen.
They'll chop us up in the man. So she said, dress up. When the last time you dress up? Brother Randy dressed up a little while ago. We're talking about he dressed up. He came right on in. Dressing up with the Holy Spirit. Help me, Holy Spirit. What did you dress up with this morning? Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. You know what I dressed up this morning? After the mouth of two or three witnesses, establish the truth. That's why I dressed up with. Have y'all been there? After listening to that, he said, after the mouth of three or two witnesses, the word should be established. It should be established. So if I come, like we did the other day, last night, if I come say something, Sister Mary took off. You remember that?
Just took off.
You know what I'm talking about? Because God had touched her that prior to that with a dream about the prodigal son. And she just started crying and took off. Because God gave confirmation to what she was wanting to talk about, bring it out that day, and God let her bring it out. He allowed her to minister with it, brother. But what she did, she dressed herself up. What are you dressing yourself up with? That's what Sister Mary is saying. That's what Sister Martha is saying. What are you dressing yourself up with? You know, we need to quit going to the closet and think we're going to pick up what we want to pick on. We need to start choosing God. Choose God first in everything. I'm almost through when I say this, Reverend. When I say this, I mean it from the bottom of my heart. What are you dressing up? I'm stuck coming, Mark. I know you gave me another one, but I like that. What are you putting on, Reverend? Can you put on love?
Nah.
You want to hate? Can you put on love when you want to hate? Put on when you want to hate. Because if you're a believer, help me, Holy Spirit. If you're a believer, there I go, Randy. If you are a believer and you say you hate somebody, you need to go down to the altar and ask God to deliver you from that spirit. Because the Bible said, we know, this is in the book now, we know when we love the brethren, we pass from death to life. Because I'm in the book, brother. We pass death to life. And then also, when we love one another, we show ourselves as Christ-like. Because Christ loved us first. How can you hate somebody? Now watch this here, that you see daily, and you say you love God, and you never seen him. Don't you know God created us all? Brother Randy, the Holy Ghost put it in me just then, telling that we need to spread love more. We need to teach love more. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
There's too much anger out there. There's too much violence out there. Man, we march when the police kill us. We never march when we kill each other.
You know? My God.
We never march when we kill each other. Now. We march quickly when one of them police kill us. As soon as we kill each other, we don't march now time. Now I know I'm wrong. I feel like I'm saying something wrong right now. But I'm telling the truth though. We need to be praying for our babies out there. They killing each other every day. Every day.
Oh, God.
I saw one time down where we had Brother Randy, an 8-year-old baby got shot in the mouth by people shooting at each other, man. You know what I'm saying? Oh, man. Innocent stand by, man. Got shot in the mouth because they trying to shoot each other. You know, come on, man. It has to stop, man. It has to stop. In the name of Jesus, it has to stop. So I say this, Brother Randy, that out the mouth, he said, out of the mouth of two or three a witness established the truth, brother. So when you came with this Holy Spirit and you said, why did we say it? Why we always do it? I just gave you my point of view, but it's really scripture too, because we're trying to express it to someone. We're trying to make it so plain, like that scripture said, that the people can hear us because we're preaching Jesus and we're teaching Jesus. We want them to hear him and be obedient to him. Now, sister, you gave me one more. I'm going to try to read this next one. I got hooked up on that dress up. What you dress up this? What you put on your dress? What you dress up with? Brother Randy dressed up with the Holy Ghost. He gave this mother with the Holy Ghost. You got another one. It said, be near. Be near. The best way to encourage others, what it said, may be to just be near. Oh, help me, Holy Spirit. I like that, sir. You hear that, Reverend? He said, be near.
Sir.
The best way to encourage others may be to just be near. I like that. Sometimes you don't have to say a word, but just to be there. Especially when someone going home, and I say going home, they at rest, and you go by there, and that's your friend or your loved one, and they see you, they ain't seen you in a while, you come up, and you ain't allowed to say a word. They'll get up in the most home going, somebody in the family will get up and say something, bro, speak for the whole family. And most time they'll get up and say, well, we glad that all y'all came out. We thank y'all for y'all support, and we're going to need your prayer. You know, they come and give that general, you know, speaking, you know, but it's the truth.
Yeah.
They're just seeing you, you know, just seeing you encouraged me that you thought about me. You took time out to come and be with me. When the Bible says when they laugh, you laugh with them, Reverend. When they moan, you moan with them. You know, so we're supposed to, when a person is going through, we're supposed to be right there with them and holding their hand. Prophet, God, let it give us strength. I thank God for the Holy Spirit. I thank God for what he has stored for us today. And I always ask him, this brother, man, to help me. I want to be able to express his word. I want to be able to express his word that anybody can receive it, brother, man. I want to be able to express it. So I want him to hide me behind the cross. So when the people hear me, they hear Jesus. I don't want them to hear Eric. I want them to hear Jesus. I want them to feel his presence, not in like a tinkling sound in brass, not like a love song, but I want them to hear in conviction and love. Amen. Help me, Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I said it twice. Can I say it again? We need the Lord. If we ever need him more, we need right now. Uh-oh, somebody running. We need them more now, y'all.
Yeah.
We need them. We need them. We need them. Paul, that letter he gave us by Roman, Paul expresses by how he wanted to minister. He wanted to minister with the Holy Ghost, though. He didn't want to do that stuff. He got a letter. He got accolades behind his name. The man was very smart. You know what I'm talking about? The man could speak over 14 different languages and been taught by the best of the best in the teaching world. But he said when he preached, he didn't preach from that. He preached from the Holy Ghost. Help me, Holy Spirit. So let the Holy Spirit teach you and guide you.
Yes.
Paul talked about how glory is and to let the Holy Spirit use him. The scripture, when you read it, sometimes it seems like it's a fairy tale, brother. But it's true when you really let it, you have faith in it and it comes to reality. When he comes to somewhere and he speaks to you. I don't know about you, this morning I find out again that he's speaking to somebody about trusting in the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, I can't teach. I can't do this. He didn't call everybody to teach. He didn't call everybody to preach. But he called everybody to do what? Be fruitful. You can be fruitful. You can be fruitful. How you be fruitful? All you got to do is be a willing servant for God. Let him use you. Just like that nugget we just got. Sometimes they just want to be near you. You ain't got to say a word. Reverend, you ain't got to say a word.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Man, you ain't got to say a word. They just want to feel God's presence there. Now, I believe the lesson that went out now, y'all. Anybody got anything else on it? Looking good, looking
That's
good.
That's beautiful. Mm-hmm.
Looking good, Brother Randy.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Looking good. Brother D. Anybody else?
Oh, my God.
Beautiful.
Anybody else? Got anything else?
Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
You know, we often say this, and we mean it from our heart. If there's anything was said that you didn't understand, if there's anything scripture we read that you have never read and never, now we haven't read it to you, that you still don't understand, you can hit the one button. We'll try our best to explain it to you. We'll try our best to explain it to you. But if you need prayer, we're here for that. If you got an urgent, you don't want to say that publicly, but you say, I need prayer, we'll pray with you. You don't even have to tell us what it is. We'll just pray. But if you don't know the Lord in your absence from him, and you want to find the Lord and start walking with the Lord, let us tell you, the Bible tells us, if we would confess out our mouth that the Lord Jesus, God has raised him from the dead. Look what it said. Thou shalt be saved. It said, with the mouth we confess, but with the heart we will believe unto salvation. So I'm telling you right now, we can walk you to salvation if you just believe. If you just believe, if you just fell short and you bump your head, you don't feel like you're worried enough because none of us is to stand before the Lord. Mm-hmm. We want to pray with that too, to be your strength and your weakness.
Yes.
We're here today. Don't let a day go by without getting prayer if you need prayer. Don't be stubborn if you need prayer. Don't leave this ministry this morning if you need prayer. You don't even have to say a word. You can just say, I just need prayer. And we can go from there. But if everybody all right, we should do this in church.
Mm,
prayer.
Man,
go at once.
I'd like to tell him thank you. Thank you for
God bless you.
For speaking today. Thank him.
God bless
you. Thank him for he's still in attendance with us. He's still in attendance with us. So I just want to tell him thank you,
yes.
You know,
yes.
All times, all, you know, as we go through, this this ministry. You know, sometimes we have ups, we have downs, we have all kind of things that we go through, but God always gives us just what we need. So I want to always thank him. I just want to always thank him for that, for his goodness, for his mercy, for his kindness, even for how he'd be intimate with us, you know. He was intimate with us today, you know. When you say within yourself, help me, Holy Spirit, you're asking of God. Hallelujah. Oh, and then even came, you know, he taught us that beautiful lesson, then he came by and asked us another question about dressing up. So I just, man, it's been beautiful today. You know, I love these lessons, how they make you do self-examination on yourself. You know, that, it's like that checkup, you know, when you do that self-examination. Oh, so when he comes looking for the wheat, hallelujah. He comes for those that have been trying to prepare themselves, you know, you can be at peace. When you listen to these lessons that he's given us, you can be at peace. When you work on those things that he opened up unto you, you can be at peace.
Yeah.
Oh, hallelujah. Yeah. So we thank God, you know, we can be at peace, you know, when he gives us these things that we may find joy, hallelujah, knowing that we've done the best that we can do. And when you can find joy in obedience, hallelujah.
Yes,
I can understand when you say, you know, though we may bump ahead, but God allows mercy and grace for that when you realize, okay, I messed up, you can correct that thing, and God can continue his abundance of mercy and grace toward you. So, man, that's why I say I just thank him. I thank him that he even allow us to be in attendance, because he could shut it off and we not be able to crank it back up. Oh, hallelujah. But God always make a way. Thank you. And so we just thank God how he works. He works through things that seem impossible for us, but God makes it all possible. And he lights up our pathway with that light. So we just thank him. This lesson was a blessing to me. I thank God for it. Yeah. I thank him for it. We just remove ourselves and let him bless. Hallelujah.
Oh,
hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Are you on something?
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Again, we always say we thank for everybody for coming out. We thank for everybody to keep on trying to come out and look at what we got going on. And we thank him for his spirit that goes throughout. Hey, Martha, all the brothers and sisters that come on, we're trying to take time out to be with them. So we believe this might not sound right, but I'm going to tell you that anyway. A family that prays together stays together.
All right. Yes, sir.
So we believe that we're praying together. So we know when we're praying together to the Lord, we're going to stay together. So we thank you for the time God gave us today. If it be his will.
Yes.
If it be his will, Brother Randy, we'll try to be back on tomorrow.
Yeah.
Tomorrow we're trying to do this thing again. You know, we thank Brother Randy for his taking time out. You know, I know he don't have to have no invitation. He always welcome to come over. You know, to do what he does, you know, when he have time, you know, that's what we do. You know, after they get tired, you know, we're here, you know, they want to hear somebody else, right?
Beautiful.
We just let God, Holy Spirit, move and let them rest, rule, and buy, you know. So we just ask you to, if it be his will, we'll try our best to be on tomorrow. And hope, Brother Will, I did it again. I don't know why. I'm about to go back and look at another one. I did 15 minutes. I had to redo the show again, man. I'm about to close my eyes and push a number, I guess. We thank God. We thank God. He intervened again. Didn't mess up nothing, though. Thank God.
You feel like
praying for us, you know?
Yeah, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. As we pray, Father God, Father of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, thank you, Jehovah, for what you have done. Hallelujah. We thank you. We love you. Thank you for this message. Oh, Father, thank you for speaking to us. Thank you for being in attendance with us. Thank you, oh, Lord, oh, for giving us just what we need every time. Oh, sometimes you do it before we ask, and while you're asking, you're doing it. We said thank you. Hallelujah. We tell you that we do love you. We do love you. We ask forgiveness for all our sins, known and unknown, in the name of Jesus. And bless us to take this that you've given us. Oh, Father God, let it resonate in our hearts, Father God. Let us carry it in our spirits, Lord, as we continue to hold this light that we may have strength to share it to others. Oh, Father, even in our walk, even in our just being there, that your light may shine. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We say thank you. We love you. Thank you for the message. Thank you for the messenger. Thank you for all those that come in and all those that listen in, all those that pray, all those that just wanted to be in attendance with you. Oh, we tell you that we love you again, Father. We ask for added strength, oh, Father God, on the message and the messenger. Add a strength, Father God. Cover for where the fiery darts would try to come. We ask protection in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. We thank you again. Thank you for your manifestation of the Holy Ghost. We ask you to keep on, Father God, looking in on us. Keep on blessing us, Father God, with what do we need? Oh, to keep on trying to be pleasing in our sight. We say, we love you. Oh, with our whole heart, we surrender, Father, and we thank you. It is in the name of Jesus, Father. We do pray. Continue to bless, oh, Father God, sister, and our angel you've given unto us. Oh, bless her with what she needs, Father God. Oh, hallelujah, Sister Martha, bless her with, give her heart desire, strengthen her in the name of Jesus, and thank you. For all those that attend, bless Brother D. Give him the things that he needs to keep on be pleasing our sight. Bless Brother Randy. Give him what he needs, Father God. You know all our special needs, Father God. In the name of Jesus Christ, we do pray. Oh, Father God, we always ask blessings upon Reverend Brian, Father God, as he continues to carry and hold up that blood-stained banner, Father God. Give us all strength that we need to stand in these weary times of hell. Oh, Father God, to stand for your truth, to stand for righteousness, to stand for faith, joy, love, peace. Oh, in abundance, let it rest, rule, and abide within us in the name of Jesus Christ. We do pray. We ask these things. Again, we want to tell you that we do love you, and we do thank you. Our hearts are overflowing with your thanksgiving, and we thank you. Because of you, our hearts are moved with the Spirit to love you and your people even more so because of you. Oh, and what you've done for us in the name of Jesus. We do pray. Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for making a way out of nowhere. Thank you, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord. Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Jesus. You're a way maker. And we appreciate you. Way maker, miracle. promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are. Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Mm-hmm.
We say that together. Cry, waymaker, say.
Waymaker,
miracle.
Miracle worker,
promise keeper,
light in the darkness, my God.
Let's declare it together. Waymaker.
Waymaker.
Yeah.
Miracle worker.
Oh my.
Promise keeper. Light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
You are here. Turning lives around. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, mending every heart. I worship you. I worship you. Everybody cry. Waymaker.
Waymaker.
Yeah.
Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
Let's declare it together. Waymaker, Lord.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper. Light in the darkness, my God, that is who you are.
You.
Turning lives around.
I worship you. Say, I worship you.
I worship you.
You